My father had a grove out on East Thomas Road, 4950 East Thomas Road, and my father said to me, why don't you open a pediatric office out on the grove? And I said, gosh, Dad, that's 5 miles from town. No one would ever come to me out there. That's really not feasible. After another year in practice, it occurred to me that that might not be such a bad idea. So with my father's help, I built an office, 1,800 square feet at 4950 East Thomas Road, called the Pediatric Clinic. And I left my association with these other two pediatricians and moved in 1958 out to this office. I found that within a year I had twice as many patients as I could handle. It was interesting. I was the first pediatrician to break away from downtown Phoenix. I'd been at 2021 North Central, which is Palm Lane and Central. And people like Jack Kruglick, who was a earlier pediatrician than I was there and wanted me to join him in practice, said, Herman, you're making a big mistake. You'll never have any patients going way out of town. Of course, that was the start of an exodus of all the pediatricians from the downtown area. Mel Cohn followed shortly, and other pediatricians followed with building pediatric offices in the periphery. And over the next couple of years, we built a four-man pediatric group, and then I was in practice a total of 7 years when I made the decision that this was really great for the patients, but it was no life for me. I was never home. I was working well over 100 hours a week, and that's when I decided to go into a subspecialty area in pediatrics. At that time, we first formed the Maricopa County Pediatric Society, and I was instrumental in bringing that together because that was one of my desires to get the pediatricians. Originally, of course, there hadn't been a critical mass, but about the time I got here, there were a lot of new pediatricians coming in together, and we started having monthly meetings and began to work for a pediatric society.